Kristen, let's do something a little different today. Let's mix things up.
Ooh, I love to mix.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Trivia time.
Ooh, you know I love some trivia.
I know you love trivia. All right, I'm going to play a clip from an old 3D movie that I want you to try and guess the title of.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You, my friends, Cleopatra, Mark Antony, Lincoln, Joan of Arc, all of you, how would it suit you to be famous again? I know it will please you, you conceited devil.
Oh, Rafer, I think I know it.
You think you know it?
I think I know it. Avatar? No. You know what? I'm just
Kristen,
kidding.
Be serious. Come on now. This is serious trivia time we're playing here.
You know what? I know what that is, but I'm not going to answer you. We have a very special guest today, Daniel Engber. Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Hi,
thanks
Daniel.
For having me.
Daniel's senior editor at Slate Magazine. He is a 3D enthusiast, and that clip you just played was for a 3D movie.
Right.
And so we couldn't ask for a better person to be our guest today to talk about 3D movies and to answer our trivia question later in the show.
Yeah, we'll hold that to the end.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that later. But the reason we're talking about 3D, the reason why Daniel is here is because Titanic 3D just hit theaters.
That's right, Wednesday.
Yes, it hit theaters, and much to the excitement of everybody sitting around this table right now, meaning not me, and I don't know you.
Well, I love Titanic, as you know.
Yes, you do, Rafer. And
and I love 3D, so between
there
us,
you go.
We're all set.
Somewhere in there, we've got some common ground.
All right, guys. All right, we'll get into that in just one second, but let's introduce ourselves first. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, guys. Titanic 3D. Titanic 3D.
You don't sound happy at all to see Titanic in 3D.
You know what? I'm an old fuddy-duddy. You've bemoaned 3D.
I have bemoaned 3D. It's true.
Before.
It's true.
But Dan, you love 3D, right?
I do. I take the unpopular pro 3D position.
This is interesting, though. How unpopular is that? 3D movies are doing very well, and they're making more and more of them. They seem to make money. They're making money for the studios because they can charge higher prices. People seem to like it. Is 3D actually, is it unpopular? Is it popular? Where would you put that on the spectrum?
I don't know that it's clear that it's doing so well. I mean, if you look at the returns on 3D movies, they seem to be going down over time.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Although there are movies like The Lion King reissue in 3D was a windfall for the studio.
Yeah, huge success, right.
So it's sort of hard to tell what's going on, and it's hard to tell how that's all going to shake out, and we may see, you know, 3D reissues, 3D kids movies. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, it may be successful. Some people may like it, but there are a lot of haters out there.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
They are very angry, at least when I'm talking about 3D with people.
Is that right? So when you are talking about 3D to people, do you find that people seem to be more negative?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's viewed as a way for the studios to just cheat us out of our money, and it's and distract us with you know, fancy effects, and it's not for the sophisticated viewer of cinema.
Right.
Well, why should we like 3D? I'm curious about this. Why you think we should? Because I agree with all those points. I don't want to spend $22 on a movie ticket. And usually within 5 minutes into the movie, I don't even notice the 3D anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why should I actually care about this? Why should Rafer want to see a 3D Titanic film?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for the complaints about the high prices. And as a journalist, I often get to see these movies for free.
So, right.
But at the same time, to just say to reject all 3D strikes me as a little bit bizarre. I mean, it is just a different way of shooting a movie. It sounds to me like saying, why do we need, you know, digital video? Why, you know, Michael Mann just shot Collateral on video. That just seems absurd. What's the point? What's wrong with film? You know, it's different. It has its advantages and it has its disadvantages.
Okay, I feel like I have a couple of arguments to put forward, I guess.
And okay.
One of them is that your mind already translates the image on screen into three dimensions. You are already seeing a depth of field. You already have a foreground, a middle ground, a background, and so on. To me, when I go see a 3D film, what I feel like I'm getting is maybe an extra, I don't know, 6 to 10 inches sort of outside the screen, perhaps. And then maybe you get sort of an illusion of depth within the screen. But that just seems to add so little to the experience to me that I don't really see the value in it. But when you go see a 3D movie, do you really feel some kind of, some new sense of immersion or some new sense of being surrounded by the experience?
Sometimes. But can I try to pin you down on exactly what your complaint
yes,
is?
Yes, yes.
So it adds 6 to 10 inches, let's say, or whatever. It adds some small amount for you. But you will concede that it adds something.
Again, I'm with Kristen, though. It disappears for me in the first 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I when you're in the earlier 3D movies, and I'm talking about in the recent wave of earlier 3D movies, someone would always make sure to spit something at you or throw a rock at you in the first 5 minutes of the film to kind of, shake you and remind you that you were watching a 3D film. And then eventually they kind of forget about it, as do I. In the Titanic film that I just saw, the Titanic 3D, at the beginning, there are some moments where you see some 3D, and then by the end, I'd forgotten it was in 3D.
Okay, yeah, I think this is a really important and interesting distinction between the complaints about 3D. I had an experience. I'm just going to go on a short tangent, but
yes.
I had an experience. I got a high definition television, and I would say for the first few days of watching the TV, I thought, this is completely different. Watching sports, for example,
right,
I just can
right.
see what's happening. And within a few days after that, I forgot what it was like to watch a standard definition television.
Mm-hmm.
And during that transition, I kept wanting to go back and just remind myself how great my life was watching my HD television. And, if HD is more, precise and more immersive than watching standard definition, and yet you can still sort of get used to it so quickly and forget what it was like in the old way,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't the same be true of 3D? And does that acclimation really mean that the new technology you're looking at is worthless? Or is it something about when something, perhaps, I'm just, this would be my argument.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see something that is more realistic, that is more immersive, you just get, it's natural. I mean, this is exactly what people have in the past complained that 3D is unnatural. But I see it as a more natural way to watch a film. And so, of course, you forget.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If certain movies you notice are better in 3D, you are watching these really closely. What are those movies? What should Rafer and I be going to that might change our minds?
Sure, movies that use the 3D effect well, or that you think heightened the experience.
Sure, Toy Story 3, I thought was
yes.
beautiful in 3D. Pina, I thought, would have been a worthless film flat.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
But at 3D, it was probably my favorite film of 2011.
Oh wow! Okay.
And that was shot in 3D also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that's the Wim Wenders 3D documentary, right, of
Pina Bausch?
Pina Bausch,
mm-hmm.
the choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
And Wim Wenders is, has some very interesting ideas about 3D. He feels that 3D has been, hijacked and ruined by the big studios.
Hmm.
So he has a personal mission to I don't know, I was going to say restore. Restore is not the right word, but to show that 3D can be used for narrative and documentary in interesting ways.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be tied in with animation and special effects.
Action and mm-hmm. yeah. Uh-huh.
Also, the Werner Herzog film, Cave of Forgotten Dreams.
Uh-huh.
I had some problems with the 3D from sort of a technical point of view.
Oh, yeah.
But again, that's one that a movie that I don't think would have been worth watching in 2D.
I have to agree with you actually on that one.
That
is
really? That,
yeah,
is that right, Kristen?
Me, that's right. The 3D naysayer,
okay.
I have to say.
That's interesting.
Because it was, I felt that the 3D was the most interesting thing about that movie, but that's mostly because I thought that he wasn't at his best in that movie. Werner Herzog is, he's normally so great at focusing on quirky characters and making
right.
that the whole thing. And in this one, it was paintings in a cave.
Right.
And so
okay.
The 3D, I thought, did a lot to bring those 3D or those cave paintings to life.
Okay. Well, I guess one other thing is, you know, you Daniel, you were talking about this sense of realism in the films that you think 3D brings. And I guess that's one other argument that comes to my mind is that really what we want from a film? Is that really what you want from the movies? Is lifelike, a lifelike experience, a realistic experience? I don't necessarily think it is.
I completely agree with you. And I said realism, but that's not where I would say the value of 3D lies. It's not to make things more realistic. It's to add another way to tell a story. In my favorite moment of 3D in Toy Story 3, I don't know if I should get so deep into the plot, but it's
all right.
It's the flashback where the villainous bear, Lots of Huggin' Bear.
Yes, Lots of Huggin' Bear. Yes,
this is his sort of the origin story of how
yes.
he turned into a monster.
Dark, it's a dark moment in that
yes.
film.
And he comes back to the little girl that had lost him, and he's climbed up to her bedroom window, and he looks through the window, and he sees her. She's found a new set of toys, and he's so wounded by this that he's just lost the desire to be a toy in the traditional sense, and he becomes this evil, you know,
yes.
dictator toy. That I've seen that movie in 2D and 3D, and I think, and you know, this is just one of those things I'm going to say I think, and other people disagree, but I think that scene is just a completely different scene when you watch it in 3D, and you have that shot of the bear and the baby, and there's a third toy there
mm-hmm.
behind the, you know, the rain-streaked window, looking in, and the girl's in the foreground. Now, of course, as you said, as Roger Ebert has said, you know when you watch the movie in 2D that, you know, it's not like you're confused about where everyone is.
Right.
But there is, to me, an emotional quality to the depth that you get there. And Pixar is excellent in terms of making the 3D look substantive and not, you know, confusing to your eyes, in my opinion.
Right, and flat. That was one good thing about
yeah.
Toy Story. It didn't have that kind of shadow box sort of layers of cardboard effect that you often
right.
get with 3D.
But in seeing that in 3D, I felt like the pane of glass with the rain on it, which, you know, invoked tears,
yep.
being really substantively between them and separating the toys from the girl, I found moving in a way, you know. The idea is still there in 2D, but there was something more to having the actual depth. I mean, I could give other examples where I think it really makes a true difference in the emotional experience of the film.
You may actually be the first person I've heard or read or anything really to connect 3D to an emotional experience. Almost always, even when I read a review of for instance, reviews of Titanic that have been coming out, and they've been very mixed. A lot of people have, or a lot of people just, you know, sort of repeated their original view, which was this movie's stupid. Now it's in 3D.
Right.
A lot of other people said, you know, as I did, still a great movie. 3D, take it or leave it. I don't think it adds or detracts in any significant way. A lot of critics thought the 3D really improved the experience. And there's certainly no arguing with the fact that, you know, it's an $18 million, 60-week conversion process, you know, incredibly painstaking. So it looks great. You know, there's none of this glitchy, weird effect that you got in, you know, Clash of the Titans, right, where people's faces were, like, floating above their heads. So the film, the 3D looked pretty good. But even the people that were promoting, you know, that were advocating for the 3D, they always stuck to the visuals, and they never quite connected it to any kind of improvement in the emotional quality or the story. I'm still not sure I'm convinced by your argument, but you are the first person I've heard to say that.
Well, let's talk about Titanic. I mean, I think it strikes me as implausible, or at least very unlikely, that adding 3D to a movie that was already made in 2D is going to create those kinds of moments of thoughtful, you know,
emotional.
What about
that hand hitting the car window, though?
When the hand is coming at you, is that the first thing you think of, Kristen?
The hand is coming at you.
The hand on the steamy car window.
And the car window is steamy, separating you from that moment of. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of the Toy Story reference, which makes me want to go back and rewatch Toy Story.
That does. I have to admit, you have piqued my interest on that, Daniel.
Yeah.
But to go back to your point, you feel that a film shot in 2D is pretty much never going to be improved by a later conversion.
Yeah, I mean, there's two issues. There's the issue of you know, the technical process.
Mm-hmm.
With a conversion, you'll never get the fine detail you get when you're shooting in native 3D. But I'm not even talking about that technical issue. I'm talking about the artistic issue,
mm-hmm.
which is if it's your thought to make a movie in 3D, even if you are shooting in 2D with a plan to convert it, you will compose your shots with 3D in mind.
Sure.
And I find it very hard to believe that a director like James Cameron, who really knows what he's doing, is, if he composes a movie for 2D and then just turns it 3D, that will make, you know, witty and graceful use of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything in Titanic 3D that really adds some beauty or meaning to it, that strikes me would be an accident, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I might agree with that. Again, it's that idea of the depth of field just not. I don't find it a heightened experience for me. Kristen?
I mean, I also don't love Titanic like you love Titanic. So
I have a feeling you perhaps despise Titanic.
We'll talk about that next week. By the way, our podcast next week is about guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures.
This is a good lead-in.
So we'll talk about that next week. But you know what? We are running a little short on time here.
Okay.
So should we repose our trivia question?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Let's play that clip.
You, my friends, Cleopatra, Mark Antony, Lincoln, Joan of Arc, all of you, how would it suit you to be famous again? I know it will please you, you conceited devil.
Okay, Daniel.
That is the three-dimensional sounds of House of Wax.
Wow.
Whoa, you're good.
Good call.
You're really,
good
really
call.
Good.
Vincent Price,
I loved that movie when I was younger, and I think it was one of the first 3D movies I ever saw, even though it was made in 1953 and I wasn't alive then.
It's back in the cardboard glasses days,
yes,
right?
Yes, I loved those glasses. They were so cute. The blue, the red.
Yeah.
Well, the House of Wax was originally shown with polarized glasses.
Is that right?
It's a classic 3D myth.
Look at that.
Whoa.
My sources in the 3D community are very upset about.
That's right. Look at that.
But
okay.
We think of the 50s as being all those, you know,
all
people
the red
in the
blue,
theater,
right.
Red and blue. They didn't have red and blue in the 50s, really.
We stand corrected.
Wow. Well, we learned so much today. Daniel, thank you so much for coming here from Slate Magazine to join us and to educate us and actually kind of convince me, at least. Are you feeling a little convinced, Rafer?
My interest is up a tad.
All right. I'm going to go to see Toy Story 3D and cry a little bit after this.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.
My heart and my heart.